Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, a 32-year-old man has been remanded in custody, charged with the murder of Natalie McNally in Lurgan, County Armagh, in December. Stephen McCullough from Woodland Gardens in Lisburn appeared before a district judge in Lisburn Magistrates Court today. The court was told that McCullough staged a live broadcast on the night she was killed. For more on this, I'm joined by David Young, the Ireland editor of PA Media, who followed the court proceedings today. David, you're very welcome to the programme. You might remind listeners what happened, first of all, to Natalie McNally.
Natalie McNally was found dead in her home in Lurgan, County Armagh, on December the 19th. And it transpired that detectives established that she'd been murdered the night before on the Sunday evening. Now, that was 6 weeks ago, and it's really a case that captured the public imagination and attention in Northern Ireland, and there's been an intensive focus on police efforts to find the person that they believe killed her in the intervening 6 weeks.
And Stephen McCullough, the man who was who appeared in court today, he was previously arrested, wasn't he, and released, David?
Yeah, indeed. So Stephen McCullough was the person that rang emergency services on the Monday. He had told police that he was the one that entered Natalie's home and essentially told police that he'd discovered the body. He was subsequently arrested, but then released without charge, and police were at pains to then tell everyone that he was no longer considered a suspect. And the reason they did this was because on the night of Natalie's murder, he was purportedly live streaming. He is a YouTuber and he has his own YouTube channel. And he was broadcasting apparently between 6 and midnight on the Sunday, this continuous 6-hour live stream. And from detectives' point of view at that stage, that clearly ruled him out of the inquiry because he couldn't have been in two places at once.
And that's why he was released. But then he was rearrested on the 31st of January.
Indeed. So he was rearrested a couple of days ago, and what has transpired in the intervening period is police looked a bit closer and realised actually while this looked like a live stream, it had actually been pre-recorded. So it had been pre-recorded, two or three days beforehand and made to look like a live stream. So at the start of this broadcast, McCullough says, I have got technical issues, so I can't interact with any of his subscribers, so I'll just have to, stream. And he was playing a video game and his subscribers were watching him, and he said he couldn't interact with them during the programme. Hence, obviously, it wasn't, according to the police, therefore it wasn't live. Mm-hmm. And what we heard in court today, that McCullough has now provided a statement to the police in which he acknowledges that this wasn't actually live streamed, it was pre-recorded, but he was still at pains to stress that he denies any involvement in the murder.
So he says, yes, it was not live, but no, I was not involved in any of this that's being alleged. So, but they did have detail in court today of the extensive technical examination of his computer and devices.
Indeed, and this got into very technical stuff in regard to, cyber experts within the PSNI who'd been able to go into his devices. Once he was arrested, they also seized all his computers and devices and so forth, and they were able to go in and essentially go deep into the machine and its workings to establish that, during this live stream, maybe some of the actions and some of the sort of the traces that would have been found in a machine if a live stream had been going on at that point were absent, which would suggest that it had been pre-recorded, it had been a file, and it had been played out at the time, pretending or purporting, according to the police, to be live.
Mm-hmm. Did Stephen McCullough interact with Natalie McNally's family in the weeks after her death, or is there any evidence of that?
Indeed, yes. What we heard in court today, that he met the family on a couple of occasions prior to Natalie's death, but since Natalie's death had been almost a very constant presence. He'd been continually getting in touch with the family. And one particular episode we heard of today was the police allege at one point McCullough went to the family home a week or so ago and left again and then returned a couple of hours later and said, sorry, I've forgotten my phone. And police have subsequently looked at this phone, and what they've found is a 40-minute audio recording that and police therefore believe that McCullough had gone to the house, left the phone in the house on record to, record the audio of Natalie's parents. And detectives believe that this was McCullough essentially trying to establish if the family suspected him mm-hmm. or talked about him when he wasn't there. So that was another development we heard about in court today. Again, some extraordinary evidence was heard today.
Briefly, he was remanded in custody, isn't that right? So what happens next in this case?
So yes, I mean, this was the outset of the criminal proceedings in the Magistrates Court. He was remanded in custody. He'll appear again via video link in Craigavon Magistrates Court later in the month, 24th of February.
David Young, Ireland editor of PA Media. Thank you very much indeed for the update.